Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Dr. Bill is, he is our economist, folks. Whether he likes it or not, he's, and I think he does because he's been doing this a long time. He's ours. He belongs to us. He loves us. The work he does and he's been doing now for his almost his entire career, as well as being an amazing professor and educator in a parallel universe of his life. But he's been plowing the North 40 for us, helping us understand what's going on out there in the small business marketplace for a long time now. And he does it through his NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. And we're the happy recipients of his report every month now for in the 20th year. And we're so grateful to him and for his work and his leadership. And he's our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back as always. So, Bill, you had your, let's say you went to McDonald's and you had your heart set on a Big Mac with cheese. And when you got there, you just thought, man, I've got the money. I'm gonna get this Big Mac with cheese and a large order of fries. And then you get there and you find out that you're going to get the Big Mac, but just not the cheese. And the fries might be medium and not large. That's not too bad of a day, is it?
No, that's all right.
So when we find out that the index goes from 105 to 103, which is still historically over the top, out of control, exuberant, optimistic, that's not too bad. That's like not getting a piece of cheese on your Big Mac. What do you think?
There you go. That's right. You know, the index at 103 is, you know, in rarefied atmosphere in the economy. I mean, it's a great reading. We love to have it.
But if you listen to some people who comment on these things, besides you and me, who actually know what's going on, if you hear some of the journalists doing this, it's like, oh, the NFIB index slipped. It's down. Small business optimism is down. Well, okay, fine. We just didn't get a piece of cheese. We're still full. Yeah. We're still happy, right?
Yeah. The view of the financial media often is for any of these indicators. You know, if it doesn't keep going up forever, you know, they need it to go up every time. They don't understand that, you know, that it could go back down, and that there's only so high it can go anyway. You know, the way we calculate it. But
and you know,
no,
Bill,
they want to see continued growth, and it's not always going to happen.
It also exposes their abject ignorance of half the economy too, doesn't it?
Yeah. We should be happy with 103. We should try to keep the economy at where it is, fully employed, keep it moving along and be happy, you know.
Well, there's no question about that, and my audience has weighed in on this, and you know, that's not where their concerns are. So it did come off a little bit. What do you attribute some of that to?
Yeah, it came down, you know, about a point and a half, but that's not very much. well, you know, it could be all the bad news that the financial people are talking about. I mean,
right.
if you look at the discussion about the Fed, you know, everybody's worried about slowing down, but there's no evidence of slowing down on Main Street in our data. We're doing really well, and it's very solid. So, but if that's all you read, then you might get the idea. We can talk ourselves into a recession, and we may well do that. But you know, Wall Street's trying really hard to get the Fed to cut interest rates. Why? Well, because if you cut interest rates, then that makes stocks more valuable. They want another yet absurd record high on the stock markets, which we hit last week, where we hit all new highs. You can't keep doing that forever. That's what they expect. They want to go higher and higher and higher.
No kidding.
They're already overvalued so much. Why try to make it
Where is it going to – Bill, are you as concerned about – talk about rarefied air. I mean, that's a long way to fall, isn't it, if something happened to the market?
It is. So we're in such a bubble based on – if you look at – if you look at where we are, relative to the output that we make, the stock market is highly overpriced.
Right.
And used to be about $3.50 of our net worth to every dollar GDP. We're at over $5 now,
wow.
Meaning that we have a lot of net worth on paper, but we're not making any stuff. You can't buy any more stuff. And that's all that really matters. So,
they can send
the market up even higher, but if we're not making any more in the real economy,
right.
Which we're not.
Hold on to that thought, Bill.
Then it's a lie.
Right back with our good friend, Dr. Bill Duncanberg. More to come after these messages. More on the index, the internals of the NFIB index.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.